I'm Neil Augenstein for WTOP Radio. Over the coming week, I'll be doing a series of podcasts leading to 48 Hours season premiere on the disappearance of Hannah Graham. It's the story of how one missing, then murdered college student in Charlottesville, Virginia, leads to other cases of unsolved attacks against young women. Join us each day as we examine new details of these crimes in this series of podcasts and also on the two-hour season premiere of 48 Hours on Saturday, September 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern on the CBS television network.
I believe Jesse Matthew was the last person she was seen with before she vanished off the face of the earth. Because it's been a week and we can't find her.
Previously on the CBS News 48 Hours podcast, the Hannah Graham story.
So that's who we're looking for. We're looking for Hannah Graham.
An additional video shows that same black male with dreadlocks with his hands around Hannah Graham's waist.
Pick up the phone and tell us something, regardless of how insignificant you think it might be.
Sunday, September 21st, 2014. Charlottesville police believe Jesse Matthew, a 32-year-old man who's lived most of his life here, knows what happened to University of Virginia sophomore Hannah Graham. Police have searched Matthew's apartment, and they've seized his car, a 1998 burnt orange Chrysler coupe. Matthew walked through the front door of the Charlottesville Police Department a day earlier on Saturday, talked to a lawyer, and left without telling police anything about Hannah Graham. Even though police didn't have enough evidence to charge him or even detain him, after more than a week, they finally knew who the last person seen with Hannah Graham was before she disappeared. But as two FBI agents and two state police troopers tailed Jesse Matthew and his sister's blue Nissan Sentra, he sped away, driving recklessly, and he was gone. I asked Charlottesville Police Captain Gary Pleasance.
You guys were monitoring him. You knew where he was. You were following him. He took off. Wouldn't it have been possible to cordon off a large enough area so that you could have kept him inside a contained area?
I don't know if you have any idea how difficult that would be with the number of law enforcement officers it would take to try to seal off an area like that. That is not possible. No. And even then, it was a reckless driving charge. We don't put manpower like that for a reckless driving charge, which at that time and still is all we have.
He'd gotten away, and all police had in their hands right then was a new wanted poster. It had a picture of Jesse Matthew. It described his sister's car and said Matthew knew people in Virginia, Maryland, D.C., Pennsylvania, and New York. It also offered a reward of $50,000 for information leading to the safe return of Hannah Graham. So who is Jesse Leroy Matthew Jr.? 32 years old, his friends have called him LJ since he was a kid. Karen went to elementary school with Matthew and was in a class with him to help kids with learning disabilities.
I'm a diagnosed dyslexic, so every day throughout elementary school we spent at least an hour together, and he was one of the most tender, kind-hearted people I've ever known. He was the guy in the third grade field trip who would stopped walking and helped me dig my flip-flop out of the mud when everyone else was leaving me behind. The last several days, I've had so many memories of him just coming up to me in a hallway in high school and elementary school and, you know, putting his arm around me and saying, hey, how you doing? And just checking in. You know, he was always one of those people who just, he cares deeply about his friends.
As Matthew got older and bigger, he started playing football.
I'm going to be 32 in October, and I've known LJ since I was about 15.
Sarah also went to school with LJ.
A really good example of his character comes to mind. At Albemarle High School, there was a riot in the mid-90s. And my friend, she was stuck in the surging crowd. LJ put her on his shoulders and took her into safety.
Sarah said Matthew's mild manner didn't change when he became an adult.
This summer, a couple of my friends were out and we were drinking, and LJ was around, and he honestly couldn't even keep up with us. We're not heavy drinkers. He got a ride home with us and walked one of my friends back to her front door, and she didn't have any issues with him. Like, none of us have ever had any problems with LJ. He's a big sweetheart.
A woman named Stacy told WTOP's Dick Giuliano the LJ she knows couldn't have anything to do with Hannah Graham's disappearance.
I used to go downtown a lot, and I used to do a lot of partying, and LJ, he'd hang out, you know, some of the local places, and he'd be there, and he was always my bodyguard, my protector.
He's a big guy.
Big dude, yeah. Definitely someone you want on your side.
Are you surprised?
Very much so. Very, very much so. Like I said, you never would have thought. Like, this is somebody who you could go walking downtown with, you know what I'm saying? And I would be completely trashed and obliterated, and he would take me back to his spot and let me crash there, or he'd take me home. I mean, this is somebody that was a really good friend. I would welcome him into my home at any point in time, day or night.
Jesse Matthews' grandmother was quoted saying LJ did meet a woman on the mall that night and bought her drinks at Tempo. But she says he went his way and she went hers, and Hannah never got into her grandson's car. In the grandmother's words, LJ would never hurt anybody. I know he's a good boy. He would do anything to help anybody. Could police be looking at the wrong guy? Or was there a different side to Jesse Matthew that his family and friends had never seen? While many of Jesse Matthew's friends were saying he wouldn't hurt anyone, police were back here at his apartment on Hessian Hills Way on the northern outskirts of Charlottesville. WTOP reporter Mike Murillo watched as investigators removed more evidence from Matthew's apartment.
They were taking boxes of stuff out. You mostly saw cardboard boxes sealed so you couldn't see anything inside. They also had a couple bags of things that they removed from the home. They were all sealed before they even walked out of that door. There was a waiting SUV with the backup. Those bags, those boxes were placed in the SUV without talking to the media. Officers jumped in those vehicles and just drove off.
Matthew's roommates didn't want to speak with reporters.
Then we met his landlord. She remembered him being agitated and very quick to get upset and was behind on some rent payments. She called him an aloof character in a way. She said he was there with his dog and his roommates and didn't talk much but wasn't friendly either.
The landlord said something out of the ordinary happened recently.
In fact, she did say on one of the final days she saw Jesse Matthew to collect the rent he had the rent for, and he was very nice, which she said was out of character for Jesse, and something she is not used to seeing when he normally is agitated and not wanting to hear from her as she tried to collect the rent.
He didn't report it at the time, but Mike Murillo spoke with someone that day who suggested Jesse Matthew might be involved in other cases, including a 9-year-old cold case 100 miles away in Fairfax, Virginia. A 26-year-old woman was brutally attacked just steps from her front door, and police had never questioned Jesse Matthew in connection with that case.
I talked to a man who said he knew well the sister of Jesse Matthew. The thing that rings with me is that he told me, if you look at the sketch from the Fairfax assault back in 2005, he's been watching the news, he saw the picture of that suspect come out back in the day. He said that Jesse Matthew was staying with a friend in Fairfax. He didn't know who the friend was, but he did know during that time he was staying in Fairfax. He said, he looks like LJ, or Jesse Matthew as we know him. He looked like LJ back during that time. He had shorter hair. He didn't have the long dreadlocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. My name is John Graham. I'm Hannah's father. My right here is Sue, Hannah's mother and my wife.
John Graham said the family was overwhelmed by the generosity of the thousands who were searching for their daughter.
I think that the reason that Hannah has such marvelous support is that this is every parent's worst nightmare. I'm certain that everybody in this room and those watching knows that what happened to Hannah could happen to their child. We need to find out what happened to Hannah and make sure that it doesn't happen to anybody else.
Even as police were gathering more information on Jesse Matthew, they had no idea how to get in touch with a man they believe saw John Graham's daughter last.
Somebody
knows what happened to Hannah. We don't know who that is, but somebody knows what happened to Hannah. What do we know? We know Hannah was downtown early Saturday morning. We know Hannah was distinctively dressed. Did you see Hannah? Did anybody see Hannah? Did you see Hannah? Did you see Hannah? Who saw Hannah? Somebody did. Please, 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 if you have anything, however insignificant you think it may be, call the police tip line with anything that just might help us to bring Hannah home.
Tuesday, September 23rd, 10 days after Hannah Graham disappeared, police were following up on hundreds of tips they were getting, organizing new searches for the missing teen, waiting for lab results, and interviewing anyone who knew Jesse Matthew. At least publicly, police were still holding out hope that she was still alive, and social media were filled with hashtag #BringHannahHome. But the case was about to take a series of abrupt turns. Tomorrow on the CBS News 48 Hours podcast, The Hannah Graham Story. And join us on Saturday, September 26th at 9 p.m. Eastern on the CBS Television Network for the special two-hour season premiere of 48 Hours on The Hannah Graham Case. A look into her disappearance and the apparent connection with other unsolved attacks on young women.